On Thursday, the Department of Agriculture announced a regulatory proposal that would impose stricter work requirements on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. It's a program that's used by millions across the country. The announcement comes after a Republican failure to impose the same conditions within the Farm Bill. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has the story.
In Connecticut, there are nearly 400,000 people enrolled in the SNAP program. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro represents Connecticut's 3rd District, where 35,000 people receive SNAP benefits. She says the changes betray decades of bipartisan support for the program.
There's a level of cruelty here that is unimaginable. And they are shamelessly picking up where the House Republicans left off.
Right now, states can waive work requirements for up to 2 years in areas with high unemployment rates and not enough jobs. In Connecticut, that's 114 towns and cities, according to the state's Department of Social Services. Another change would limit how long able-bodied adults without dependents between ages 18 and 49 can receive SNAP benefits if they're unable to work for the required 20 hours per week. That means more than 39,000 people could be cut off from food stamps after 3 months if the federal rule goes live.
What the USDA, what the Trump administration is prepared to do is to jam through a regulation that punishes people for being poor and who are hungry.
On Thursday, DeLauro introduced a bill called the Protect SNAP Act, which would prevent the USDA from implementing stricter work requirements.
When the Republicans talk about the need of reforming SNAP, it's a code. It really is. And that's for cutting billions of dollars from the program.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue says changing the requirements could save $15 billion over 10 years and will, quote, restore integrity to the SNAP program. The USDA has a 60-day public comment period for the proposal. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.